The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Some much-needed good news for corals in the Florida Keys. After decades of devastating declines, populations of staghorn and elkhorn corals in the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary have remained steady over the last decade. Coral disease devastated staghorn and elkhorn corals throughout the Florida Keys and the Caribbean, starting in the late 1970s. Severe coral bleaching also contributed to significant population declines. Bleaching occurs when the water temperatures rise. Corals expel a symbiotic algae that provide them with their dazzling colors and their food. When the algae are shed, the white coral skeletons are left behind. Dwindling populations prompted listing of the staghorn and the elkhorn coral as threatened on the endangered species list in 2006. Researchers have monitored the coral reef communities in the marine sanctuary since 1998. This past summer, the researchers counted and measured the corals, as well as the invertebrates such as urchins and anemones, at 280 sites on the northern Keys, from Key Largo to Isla Mirada. The count revealed that while populations of the iconic branching corals remain far below their historic numbers, the surviving populations of both species have not suffered further declines.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.